The BP oil spill has caused plenty of environmental damage in the Gulf of Mexico. But for all of the at-risk marshes, estuaries, beaches, and bayous, one stretch of the Florida panhandle is especially sensitive. Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes reports.
They're called coastal dune lakes and are only found in a few places: Madagascar, New Zealand, Australia, and here in Walton County, Florida. It's rare for fresh and saltwater species to share the same water. But these unusual lakes at the edge of the Gulf of Mexico face possible oil contamination.
We just come down here and we love it. And the kids would love it because we have this little area right here. But now it's blocked off and you can't really use it that much.
Amy Stevens says her family has owned their house on this lake since the 1940s. As a kid, she used to canoe from the lake straight into the Gulf.
Launch it off and circle around in this area where it looks like a white bridge that used to not be there. And so it would just circle around and you could just drive your canoe right up and put it on the beach and it'd be right there.
That bridge is actually a berm, built from the same sugary white sand to keep oily Gulf water out of the critically imperiled lakes. Officials in Florida watched what happened in Louisiana when the federal government and BP were slow to protect sensitive areas. So County Commissioner Kenneth Pridgen says they decided to go it alone.
I think the citizens of the county and people become aware that we got to protect this. This oil, you know, we don't know if it's going to hit us or not, but we got to be proactive in getting this here developed. To keep that out from happening, because, you know, it's better to be proactive instead of idling, then wish you had done something later to try to solve the problem.
Pridgen watches tons of sand get dropped out of giant yellow dump trucks as workers try to cut off the natural ebb and flow of fresh and salt water out of the lakes, which are home to a variety of marine life. BP is paying Louisiana $360 million for a berm project to protect wetlands and barrier islands. But Walton County has received no financial guarantees and has dipped into its reserves to fund this sand dredging effort.
We're filed with BP to try to get reimbursement for what we've spent because this attributes to the oil spill.
BP has said it will only pay for legitimate claims, and it's not clear whether this project counts. As patches of oil continue to move into Florida, coastal communities have begun to roll out similar beach berm protection plans with hopes BP will reimburse them later. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is NPR News.